Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And I pray that your day has been a day of rejoicing, a day of worship, a day of praise to our Father, our God, who sits up high and looks down low. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a faithful listener to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart. And thank you for being faithful in your walk, in your life to God the Father. This is what we are called to do. It is up to us, my brothers and sisters, that we make it a commitment of life, a dedication of life, that we will live holy and sanctified, set apart, and you will be delighted in that way. So I am going to introduce again my co-host today. And you are familiar with him. He's not a stranger to the broadcast, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are starting a new series concerning us. It's all about us, and of course, it is all about Christ Jesus. And we are going to look in the book of Romans recorded by the Apostle Paul, and our focus point is going to be chapter 12. So the series is titled simply Commitment. It's titled Commitment. And this is part one of this new teaching series. And our worship entitles offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, aka meaning also known as commitment, which means dedication of the total person to living for God's honor. We believers are to be different from a non-believer society. We should experience a proclamation, transformation meaning metamorphosis in Greek, of life by the renewing of our what? Of our mind, renewing our mind. The mind is changed by prayer, by reading and reflection on God's word, by worship, and by meditation on God's acts as the Holy Spirit works in us, my brothers and sisters. So as Brother Harold and I open the Bible, we encourage you to get your Bible, open it up to the book of Romans, bring paper to make notations, that you would receive the nuggets that the Holy Spirit reveals to you as we move through this new series called Commitment. As simply as it says, Minister Copeland is going to come and open up the Word of God for us that we would allow it to breathe upon us as we move through the pages. Minister Copeland?
Amen. Rejoice evermore. Praying without ceasing. In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:16. And hello, everybody. Hello, my brothers, and hello, my sisters. Welcome again. God bless you forever and evermore. As was said, I'm Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our great host, Minister Carnita Smith, today we are in studio together again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. always wanted you to know that it's an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for your lives. Most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart that will release his divine plan for your life, and you too shall stand and fulfill God's destiny concerning your life. As it was said earlier, we are starting a new series today, and I like the way it was said, simply called, and we can go a little further and say, The Commitment Series. And with no further ado, we're going to dive right into the teaching. And as you know, we always like to start out by reading our launch pad scripture. And our launch pad scripture comes out of the book of Romans, and we will be reading verses 1 and 2.
Romans verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. And as we open up this commitment series, we want to release a word that was given to us by God. We do not use the exact word very often, but we are very familiar with it. And that word is called autonomy. I spell autonomy. A-U-T-O-N-O-M-Y. Autonomy. It is the very nature that God has given us. And we define autonomy by simply saying a free will. Autonomy. A God given to us one by one, name by name, a free will. Now, as we start the commitment series, the question we start out with that has been given to us, the autonomy, the free will, and the question that we ask, a rhetorical question. And a rhetorical question is a question that do not call for an answer, but it's a question that one just ponders in their heart. And the question is, since God has given us this autonomy, since God has given us this free will, question, what are you going to do with your free will? Don't answer. Just ponder. Just ponder. And I'll ponder with you concerning my free will. I going to do with my free will? And we can release two examples. We can take this God-given autonomy, this God-given free will, and we can use it to spin it on our self-will. We can use the entire autonomy, the entire free will given to us to spin it on ourselves. And what we get out of that is a self-will. Autonomy, free will, directed on nobody but self. But we can also take this autonomy, this free will, and use the example that was given to us by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when he willed to go away another way than the Father wanted to go, but he finally surrendered, our Lord and Savior. And Jesus said unto the Father, not my will, but thy will be done. So we can take this autonomy, this free will, and we can totally surrender and turn it over to God's will. And we can say, no longer my will, Lord, but thy will be done. And when we take that approach, turning the autonomy to God's will, we begin to enter into the realm of commitment, simply commitment. And with that surrender of the autonomy, the free will, unto the will of God, we get the commitment series. And as was read out of Romans 12, very eloquently by our host, Paul beseeches us, therefore, brethren, people in the church, and we will keep emphasizing that this letter is to the church, the Christians inside the church. By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, one living sacrifice, holy, that's two, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let us pray. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you quicken this scripture into the hearts and into the minds of this here, your people. Let this word become a living word on the inside of us, that we cannot only be just a mere hearer of this word, that through the commitment of ourselves unto you, we can become a doer of that you have commanded us to do in this hour. We pray that this word changes our lives forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. And amen. The commitment series. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, verse 1, a scripture, it's a recipe for finding and fulfilling God's perfect will for our lives. Recipe, finding, fulfilling God's perfect will for our lives. A rhetorical question again. Remember, rhetorical questions do not call for an answer. Just a pondering in one's heart. And as you ponder, I will also ponder this question in my heart. Question, how many of us want to find, want to fulfill God's perfect will for our lives? Ponder that in your heart while I ponder it in my heart. Through the Spirit of the living God, let us break this scripture down a little bit further. Let's look at the word therefore. Now, as we begin to see God's will and God's plan for our life individually, and also add, we may start out individually, but we will come together in a collective union. But as we start out the seeking, it must be known that this is not an intellectual seeking. It's not a mind seeking. It's not a soul seeking. It's not a physical seeking, a natural, tangible seeking, but it's a spiritual, supernatural seeking that we have to do or make a decision to do on our own. Let us go to the book of Jeremiah, one of the great prophets of the old. Jeremiah, and we would look in chapter 29, and let's read verse 13.
Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
Amen. Now, together, let us put our hands on our heads and just agree with me that this is not an intellectual seeking. This is not a mental, emotional seeking. Now let's take that 12 and drop and put our hands on our hearts and say that this is a heart seeking, a spiritual seeking, a intimate seeking, that we seek God with all of our hearts, our mind, and our soul, that we can totally commit our autonomy, our free will, not to our self-will, but unto the one who has called us, unto the will of God. And as we move on, we're still looking at that word, therefore. Paul says, the apostle, I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, and brothers takes us into the salvation realm. The people the apostle is talking to or speaking to or writing to has already received salvation. And he's talking to us, and most of us have already received salvation. And the ones that haven't received salvation, today is the greatest day of your life, because before the teaching is over, you will have the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And the apostle is beseeching the brethren, us brethren. And he said, therefore. Now, when we read the word of God and we see the word, therefore, that means that we have to look and see why the word therefore, or what the word therefore is therefore. Why is it there? What is it there for? And when we look at the word therefore in this teaching, we see that it's a scripture that is continuing something. It's continuing a statement, continuing a remark that was previously made, or continuing a writing that was previously written. It's a conclusion. It's concluding something that was already started. Therefore. So we have to go back to the previous scripture to see why the word therefore and what the word therefore is there for. And that previous scripture would be Romans chapter 11, 36. And let us go there and let us read that scripture.
For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Amen. And as you can see, the previous scripture that was just read, Romans 11:36, it's all about him. Somebody say it's all about him. Amen. It's all about him. It's of him, and it's through him, and it's to him. All things relate. And all means all, with the exception of nothing. In the Greek, in the Hebrew, in English, all means the exception of nothing. It's all about him. Commitment to the one it is all about. Him, God, God Father, manifested in three personalities, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, all about him. And he said, to him be glory forever. He deserves all glory, all honor, all praise, because it's all about him. He is the creator of all. God is the source of all life. I say that again. God is the source of all life. Let's clarify that statement by going to the book of John. Chapter 1, reading verses 3 and 4.
John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made through him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Amen. Next, God is the means for which all life function. Say that again. God is the means, because we're talking about, it's all about him. God is the means by which all life functions. Let's clarify that statement. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 17, read in verse 28.
Acts 17, 28, and it reads this way. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring.
Amen.
Amen.
The means by which all life functions. And the last statement we should make is all life is ultimately accountable to God. I say again, all life is ultimately accountable to him because it's all about him. It's all about God. And let's clarify that statement. In the book of Philippians, the great chapter number 2. And we would read verses 10 and 11.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen. It's all about his glory. And I want to take 3 seconds to just give him his glory, because I sense his glory. I sense the glory of God. And Father, we give you your glory. And Father, we magnify you, because it's all about you. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. And you deserve the praise. And we lift our voice to worship you, as we worship your holy name. We give you the glory because it's all about you. Now, God is all in all and therefore deserves our total submission. We can say total submission, or we can simply say commitment. Or we could say our total commitment as we venture on into the commitment series. He deserves our commitment individually. And eventually we step into a collected commitment. But the collectivity cannot start without the individuality. And one thing before we go on, we add, if we are committing, while we are committed our all in all to God within the commitment theory, because there is a commitment call from heaven into the hearts of the people. And notice Paul wasn't talking to the hearts of the world, but he was talking to the hearts of the people that was already saved. They was in the church, but there was a commitment call. I know you've been saved. I know you're born again, but I desire to use you. I have a plan for your life. And it only comes to total commitment. And when we total commitment, we have to take our eyes off of each other. Because as long as we're looking at each other, we will always find an excuse not to go all the way with God. We'll be too busy comparing ourselves with what he's doing and what she's doing. And I'm a little better than this, and I'm a little better than that. And we will never come to the level that God has called us to do, long as we're looking at each other. So in a commitment, somebody say commitment, a total commitment series, a total submission, simply put, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. And I bring it a little deeper. We must keep the eyes of our hearts on Jesus Christ and what he has already done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And we will see in our own understanding individually that God deserves our total commitment, our total submission to him with all of our hearts, all of our minds, all of our souls, all of our strength, and all of our might. And the way Paul concluded that was in verse 1, this is your reasonable service. And let's break that down just a little bit. This is your reasonable service. It's the least that you can do because of all he has done for you. Amen. The reasonable service. It's the least. And just a little bit more, we can also say, God isn't asking you too much of us. He's just asking us to do the least compared to the greatest that he has done for us. The least we can do is to commit ourselves. The least we can do is to step into a total submission. The least we can do, because it's all about him, is stop trying to make it about us and come in agreement with him and his authority and his power and his plan that he had imparted into the earth realm, because it's a good plan. Let's read that before we go on, back in the book of Jeremiah. Let's read that before we go on, back in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11.
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, to give you a future and a hope.
Thoughts, peace. Come on, receive that peace now. Not of evil. Rebuke every evilness in the name of Jesus. To give us a perfect end. Cast down every thought that say you weren't going to make it. Cast down every thought that say you weren't worthy of it. Cast down your own plan. Cast down the others that try to control the plan of your life and begin to step into the plan to a total commitment, a total submission of all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls. And the apostle said, this is our reasonable service. Because of what he's done for us, what God has done for us, this is our reasonable service. This is the least that we can do. God is not asking too much from us. God is not requiring too much from us. And the apostle, if we can hear his voice, Paul say, I beseech ye. And we break that word down, beseech, beseech. Paul said, I'm pleading with you. I plead with you on and on and on and on it goes. Paul said, I'm begging you to do this. Paul said, I'm highly encouraging you. It's for your best interest, what Jeremiah 29:11 says. By the mercies of God, the word mercies means God not giving you the punishment you earned, but giving us the grace of God instead. And we break the word grace down and we get unmerited favor. And it's favor from God that we couldn't earn, didn't earn, wasn't worthy of, wasn't deserving of, and never would have been deserving of. favor in the presence of God. Yes, receive that favor in your heart. And come against every lie that say God is mad at you and God is going to punish you and God is withholding good things from you. Cast down every lie. Receive favor. Favor from God. Mercy from God. Cast down every lie that will say God is out to get you or God is out to punish you. That's a lie from the kingdom of God. But God release mercies, holding back the punishment we do deserve and giving us grace instead. And he said, present our bodies. Begin to present yourself to the Lord with all of your heart and all of your mind. I'm in agreement with you. I present myself to him with all of my heart, all of my mind, all of my soul, all of my strength. We have to do that individually. Holy. Yes, we are holy. No matter what we did, it's been paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. No matter where we've fallen short, Jesus didn't fall short. He completed the work, and he didn't complete it for himself. He completed it for us. He did the completion, but he gave us the credit for doing it. It's a finished work. And open your heart and begin to receive that finished work. And today we are accepted unto God. Because of what has been freely given to us through our belief. And notice, I said that Paul is writing this letter to the church. And he's writing this letter to us that is on the broadcast that already received Jesus Christ. So that means that those that haven't received Jesus, this letter is not written to you, but today is your blessed day. Today is the greatest opportunity of your life. Today you can make the greatest decision you ever made in your life. Today you can receive the greatest miracle you have ever seen, and it get better and better from there. Because right now Jesus Christ is knocking at the door of your heart. And right now the spirit of salvation is on the broadcast. And right now, the anointing is upon the woman of God to take us to the cross that we may receive this Jesus with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls. And I will humble and bow down and reverence the spirit of the living God. And I will stop and I will drop and I will pray. And surrender the microphone over to our host, Minister Kenita Smith, who God has called in this moment to take us to the cross and receive this Christ. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is a time that we get serious. This is a time that we, as a person who is seeking more than life itself, seeking more than money, seeking more than material love, a world kind of love, seeking more than what anything in this world tangible can give to a woman or a man. The only thing that we can seek, the only person that we can seek is God and God himself, him and him alone. And for you who are listening to this broadcast, it is not by chance. It is not by something that the world's standard has created. It is by the very voice or hand of God that has been placed upon you in a way that you heard him say or nudging you to surrender it all to him. Surrender your life to him. Give him all of you wholeheartedly. God has provided the only way, and each one of us must make a choice. It's a commitment. And this is the day that God has made for you. Who's listening? Now you know who you are. And some of you who were half-hearted in your decision and you are still uncertain on whether or not you are saved, meaning that when you lay this body down in a grave, that your soul will ascend and not descend. We are talking to you. We know that God has provided the only way. And the only way is Christ Jesus, our way. He is our truth, and he is our life. And what he did for us on the cross, he redeemed us by his death on the cross, and he gave us eternal life through faith by grace when he resurrected. So now, for you who are seeking, we extend Christ to you today. For you who may feel a little unsure, that's that half-hearted mindset. You here today can also give your heart to Christ, allowing him to be Lord over your life, that you will know without a shadow of a doubt that he died for you too. Just surrender yourself to him wholeheartedly as we go to the feet of Jesus, the throne of grace, and giving our lives to him. This is our reasonable service, as the scripture tells us. Surrender willingly, wholeheartedly, surrender your life to him. So let's go to the feet of Jesus as we pray. Now, it's my words, but it's your heart. And as you believe by faith, you will receive by his amazing grace the salvation that we all need to know without a shadow of a doubt that you will be heaven bound. So my brother, my sister, prepare your heart, prepare your mind as we go to the feet of Jesus and surrender to him. So let's pray. Father God, here I am. Here I am. You know me better than I know myself. Lord, I've been hearing you, but I've been ignoring you. Lord, I've done some things that I know I should not have done, and I've even said things that I know were not right. I've hurt some people, Lord. You know who they are in my life. Please forgive me for doing all of these things that I can't even recall. But I know you know me. And Lord, I want to know you. Better than I know myself, I want to know you. Lord, I put my trust in you and you alone. For you are my salvation. You are my redeemer. You are my God. Here I am, Lord. I have nothing to bring but myself. And I come to you in all willingness of heart, saying, here I am, allowing Jesus to die on the cross for me, for I'm so undeserving. But I thank you for your grace and your mercy, that I may have newness of life, that I may be born again, because I need a Savior. Lord, here I am. Use me. Purify me. Clean me up on the inside for what I've done, what I've said, and how I've acted. Lord, I know you can use me, and I lift up my hands with bowed head and humbleness of heart, saying, use me, Lord, for your purpose and for your plan, according to Jeremiah 29. I know you have for me, and I want all that you have for me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, we pray, saying amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise ye the Lord, my brother and my sister, and even those who are in the body of Christ who may not know without a shadow of a doubt. We praise the Lord for you taking the opportunity to get your whole heart right, that your life will line up with your faith, that you would not be straddling the fence, that you would be on one side, and that is the solid rock. That and that alone, with a sure foot. And we thank you. This is the day that God wanted you to get it right. And you took care of that today. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we encourage you to get into a Bible teaching church in your community, and that you would be baptized by submersion of water, and that you would seek out a Sunday school class or some sort of a small group to be discipled, that you would continue to grow and go in your community, wherever the Lord leads you, that your hunger and your thirst would get stronger and stronger for him. Remember, Minister Copeland said it's all about him. Not you, not me, only him, Christ Jesus. So seek out a small group Bible study for discipleship and continue to listen to Mission from the Heart Radio, that you would grow strong, that the word of God would be proclaimed from your heart to others, that your circle of influence would be led to Christ Jesus also. But the battle, it's not hard. I'm sorry, but the battle is not easy. It is a hard battle, but it's worth it. Because God goes before us in every situation, as long as you trust him. Keep your faith and your heart, your mind, and your eyes anchored like a ship in the ocean. Anchored on him, he will not mislead you. He will not misguide you. He will strengthen you on a steady path. So praise the Lord. We encourage you to continue in the faith, my brother. Continue in the faith, my sister. This is a day of rejoicing. You have come to Christ on your own willingness. Willingness, not grudgingly, but not coerced, but willingness to give your heart to Christ. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Minister Copeland and I, he's going to continue with the teaching series. And I tell you, this has been a wonderful eye-opener. And I pray that it has been for you as you make notes, as you listen and ponder on the questions that Minister Copeland is raising up, food for thought. Thought provoking questions. Don't miss this, my brothers and sisters. This is rich for the soul. So, Minister Copeland, as you come back, help me praise the Lord for the souls that have given their life to Christ. Minister Copeland.
Amen. And as we have entered into a heart-to-heart relationship with God, and now we have a heart-to-heart relationship with each other, and that part of us that God communicates with, the spirit man, knowing that we are spirit, we have a soul, that we live in a body, and you keep in this journey with Mission from the Heart Radio, you will understand that great makeup, spirit, soul, and body. But your spirit has come alive in this hour. And your spirit is your cell phone that can call God's cell phone. And there's a communication that has been started between you and God, but also between God's people, between us. And as we come forth and we receive this great salvation, we understand that there is a beginning with him. But then there's also a going on with God. And that going on is simply commitment. It's simply total submission. You have made the greatest decision that you will ever make in your life. And as we step it, and we take the autonomy that God has given us, the free will, and we no longer lean to the side of self-will, but we begin to say, not my will today, Lord, but God will be done. And knowing, as Jeremiah tells us, God know the plan. He knows the good journey. He knows the perfect journey. He knows and have already destroyed all the evil. And all we do is come in agreement with him as we seek him with all of our hearts, our mind, and our souls. And one of the greatest commitment statement I heard of a believer in our Christ is Mother Teresa. She got up every morning, and before she said anything, she spoke to God. And the way she spoke to him was, Father, I give you my hands. I give you my feet. All of me belong to you. What do you have for me to do today? Commitment. Commitment. We thank God for this commitment series as he's calling us into it one by one, name by name, individually. But later on down the road, collectively, we'll come on one accord and we will begin to give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that he so deserves. And it's all in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, congratulations. Welcome, my brothers. Welcome, my sister. Welcome those that have made a greater dedication. And as long as you stay on this journey, we will release the revelation knowledge of the Spirit of God that will give you the direction that God wants your heart and your mind and your soul to follow him. And you, too, shall stand and proclaimate the oracles of this God throughout the nations. And God will be glorified, and you shall get your victory. And it's all in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have come to the end of this broadcast, but not the end of this series. And we will continue in this series, Brother Harold and I. So we encourage you again to continue to be faithful to Mission from the Heart. This is a ministry that grows you as well as ourselves. We are growing together, series after series after series, message after message after message, precept upon precept. And this is what keeps the body of Christ mature, healthy, prosperous, and vocal in our community, in our walk, in who we are in Christ Jesus. And listening and submitting to the Holy Spirit within us. So, my brothers and sisters, always remember, and please never forget that the grass wither and the flowers fadeth season after season after season. But we know that the Word of God will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you. Continue in your blessed day as you continue to see the hand of God bring blessings after blessings after blessings. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and we will meet again on Mission from the Heart.